This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers in Islam. ما شاء الله. What a beautiful sight. I love Malaysia by the way and my daughter says I want to live here so inshallah maybe one day. I have one word to say to the Malaysian brothers and sisters. Terima kasih. For having this beautiful country and being these beautiful people. Wallahi, I echo the words of my dear brother, beloved Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. Wallahi, I love him for the sake of Allah. Always learn from him. It's a beautiful place to be. Jazakumullah khairan. I'm honored to be part of this first annual, inshallah, conference. And hopefully we'll get better from here on in. The topic. But again, before the topic, you haven't thanked Allah till you thank the people. Really, wallahi. Awesome job, great venue. So the volunteers, the people that put this event together, you for coming here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone that made this event possible. And the scholars of this Malaysian beautiful people, wallahi, I tip my hat to them to give us an opportunity to build a bridge and to take that helping hand and extend that helping hand for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take it purely for His sake and accept from us, ameen, and to make it on our right hand side. On Judgment Day, ameen, except from us, inshallah. Topic is building blocks. In order for us to understand this building block, you have to find out some kind of an engineer, architectural engineer, and you'll usually find him to be an Egyptian brother. Most of Egyptians so far I found or I met are, where are you, man? Muhandis, I'm an engineer. I shouldn't have even asked. So let's go to the foundation to build this ummah and to build these one brick at a time. To build this beautiful ummah, thinking about it like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Prophets and messengers, this beautiful house, it was missing one brick. And I am that beautiful brick that beautified and completed that building. So let us go to the foundation to build that beautiful building of that ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the prophets and messengers. One brick at a time, one block at a time, to get to the top. Top again, the front of all nations, like Shaykh Yahya Ibrahim, jazahullah anna khayra wa hafidhahullah, eloquently explained why we were the best of nations, and will be inshallah, in this life and the hereafter. With that intention, let us proceed to build one block at a time, one brick at a time. And never look at the mountains, because the mountains are made of pebbles, one pebble at a time. The foundation of this nation and that house we're trying to build is ilm and amal, again, going back to the same methodology and the theme of this twins of faith. Knowledge in action. Al-amal bila ilm la yakun. Wal-ilm bila amal min al-junun. Meaning, action with no knowledge cannot be. And knowledge with no action is insane or insanity. So let us first talk about this knowledge. How do we acquire this knowledge in order for us to be the best of building that nation, inshallah. Foundation is ilm, knowledge, no doubt. You cannot give anything you cannot have, or you do not have. فَقْرِ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. If you don't have it, you cannot give it. And I'll prove it to you. Let us go back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of creation, our uswa, our leader, our role model. How did Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula prepared him to be the best, to be the leader, to be the one that started 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. Subhanallah. One human being to take us to the helm, to take us to the lead of nations, to be the best in the world. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare him to be the best? Let us take it one step at a time, using Quran and Sunnah. What else? First word in the Quran was اقرأ, recite, read, acquire knowledge. First word. It's a lesson for us. that we have to acquire knowledge. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, brothers and sisters, for taking that step to come here. Wallahi, there are angels surrounding us as we speak, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, to grant you repentance, to have mercy upon you. Say Ameen. First word, iqra, recite, read, acquire knowledge. Second, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Get up at night so you pray, except of little. What does that mean? Where is the link, correlation, knowledge? Second, put that knowledge to action. قُمْ. The scholar says فِعْلْ أَمْرِ. It's a command verb. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Where is the link? The link is very simple. Walk the talk. You cannot be a hypocrite. Don't be like the people who say, do as I say, don't do as I do. لَيْسَ مَنْ يَعْلَمْ كَمَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ. They're not the same, those who know and don't know. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَتَفْعَلُونَ. It's a grave sin in the sight of Allah. It's an action acquires or deserves the anger of Allah, the wrath of Allah. كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The anger of Allah. أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَتَفْعَلُونَ. That you say that you not do. Hypocrisy. It's among those who actually will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Some other wrath. May Allah keep that away from us. Those who actually enjoin good and don't do it and forbid evil and do it. وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So, walk the talk. Link. Put the words into action. Number three. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Get up and warn people. Why? You're ready now. You're prepared. You're equipped. You have the knowledge. You practiced what you preached. You're ready. You're deserving to be. So what am I talking to? I'm talking to the parents. How could it be possible to make the best or the most important decision in your life? Being married and having children without having even knowledge. How could it be possible, akhi and ukhti, to be in charge of a human being that can make it or break it for us? Building this nation one brick at a time, one block at a time, without even having the knowledge of the ABCs, what marriage is all about. What are the rights and duties? What about my children? How do I raise them? What are the environment? What are about the company? What are the possibilities? What is number one on their list? We will talk about that inshallah. As you heard, in full, in details. Next weekend, in home sweet home, inshallah, with Al-Kawthar. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it purely for His sake and accept from us. Wallahi, it is sufficient for this poor slave of Allah. Once I receive a phone call or an email, it says that you changed my life. My family is now much better. My parents are this, or my children are that. My wife or my husband. Wallahi, that is sufficient for this poor slave of Allah as a reward. So, akhi and ufti, in this land, before you drive a car, what do you have to do? You get a little booklet that you have to study. Learn the rules and regulations, the etiquettes. What does the sign mean? In order for you to get to the road test. And then once you get into the road test, somebody will actually fail you or pass you. You're ready to go. They will give you a little piece of paper that says that this person is now equipped and prepared to drive or be behind the wheel for this vehicle. So you take a course to learn French. You take a course to learn whatever. You take a course to do anything else. But you do not want to take a course in order for you to be a responsible human being. For a family that you will be led by you. Imagine. La wallahi. I will come meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on judgment day. I've done my homework, O Allah. I want to build this nation one block at a time. But with knowledge and action, I have to acquire it in order for me to give it. A plea for you, not against you. حُجَّةٌ لَكَ لَا عَلَيْكَ. Number four. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. And be patient unto thy Lord. Because difficulties will come, no doubt. In this path, you will have difficulties, there is no doubt, my brothers and sisters. But once you have that solid foundation of knowledge, and you put it into action, and you lead by example, you walk the talk, You're ready. You're equipped. Difficulties will be easy. Insha'Allah. Foundation. Who can tell me what's number one on the list of the rights of your children? I don't have candy with me. I usually carry candy just in case you answer a question. I'll give you something. But in this case, due to budget cuts, we're poor but proud people. We don't have candy for you, but I'll give you an extra large thank you. Or jazakallahu khairan. Hope that will work. And by the way, I'd like to see more brothers on this marriage thingy, man. I'm going to be outnumbered. Dude, I need some help. I just got to really, wallahi, come on, man. And I get the brothers all the time saying, I want to get married. Okay. What, am I holding you back? What do you mean? Like, you need my permission? Please, akhi, go ahead, get married. You are now ready to get married. What are you talking about? As a matter of fact, actually, another city, another country, we had a course, this course that we're teaching, inshallah, on the weekend, Home Sweet Home, as the criteria is in order for you to get married. It's true. Got together with the mashayikh and says, you know what? We have too many problems, man. So we're doing what? We're like putting the fire out. So let's be proactive, not reactive. Let's start teaching people how to become the best. So nobody among the mashayikh will get anybody a license, marriage license, unless they actually know they've been through this thing. Alhamdulillah. So, foundation. Bricks. Number one, rights for your children before they're even born. Can somebody help me out? What is that, akhi and ukhti? Allahu Akbar. You've been reading. Very good. We're doing homework. MashaAllah, akhi. So you married? Sisters, we got a guy right here. He's ready, mashallah. Mashallah. 100% halal meat. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. Good for you, man. Number one on the list, according to scholars, in order for you to actually give the rights of your children before they're born, is what? Choosing the right spouse. Meaning brothers and sisters. For the brother to choose the righteous wife, and for the sister to choose the righteous husband. Inshallah. Number one. Let's go through that quickly, inshallah. We're building, so we need to get that blueprint out. We need to get this infrastructure off on a sound location, foundation. Absolutely. We'll go through the criteria quickly, inshallah. We'll talk about any details in that marriage corner and also now in the course, inshallah. Brothers, I'll talk to you first. No, ladies first. I'll take that back. Sisters. So what are you looking for, Ukhti? You're looking for this handsome guy with hair that, flies in the air. Right? And the pecs are moving slow motion as he comes to you on a white horse. With the six pack. Masha Allah. The guy's, where is the beach? Allahu Akbar. And of course he comes with a flower in his teeth and a pack of chocolate. Flowers and poetry on the other side. Of course, mashallah. So if you're waiting for this guy, you've been waiting for a long time. He's not around. You can see him in some kind of either dreams or fictional movies or this Harlequin guy called Fabio, I believe. On the cover letter. How about this? Let's go to the Quran and Sunnah. I'll give you the 4 and 4. Again, we'll talk about the details, inshallah, later on. 4 for you, ukhti. And 4 for you, brother. I learned from Shaykh Yahya ibn Zallah Khairan, adding it. 2 in the Quran, 2 in the Sunnah, ukhti. Musa alayhi salam, when he met the daughters of Shu'aib, and he did the right thing, he dealt like him as a man, a righteous man. So she went back to her father, Ya'qub alayhi salam, and Shu'aib, I take it back, Shu'aib alayhi salam, she went to him, he says, Ya abadi istajir, inna khayra man istajart, al-qawi al-amin. 2 criteria for you, ukhti, to look for a husband. Strong and trustworthy. Qawi, I mean, doesn't mean like he benches 300. Like, you know, he's got one brother on the side, one brother on the other side. He's just, anybody come block the guy. It's not that kind of guy. I don't mean that. At-Tabari rahmatullahi alayhi says, قوي الإيمان. Strong in what? Strong in faith. Belief. And of course, some other scholar says, قوي in everything. Strong in everything. Meaning financial, physical, mental, and so on. Not mental. I mean, the guy is intellectual. Because if you marry a mentor, it's bad news.
Ameen, is he trustworthy? Does he want to take you with him to Jannah, ukhti? Or is he leading you back away from Jannah? Ameen, you're an amana, you're trust now. Your father gave your hand in marriage to him, passing on with one handshake to the other. It says, now it's a transfer of what? Wilaya. You are now in charge. Ameen. Trustworthy. The sunnah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعلى آل البيت الأطهار أجمعين وعن الصحابة والتابعين. What did he say? إن جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فانكحوه إن لم تفعلوا تكن فتنة وفساد في الأرض مبين. If a person comes to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage,
that has two criteria. What is it?
Swiss bank account, private jet. No? You're right. It was what? Religious background. Two? Moral conduct. Again, I don't have enough time to go into details. I only have 14 minutes left with you. We'll talk about the details, inshallah, later. But it wasn't anything else. Subhanallah. Amazing. So once you have that ukhti, my brother from another mother, when you look for a sister from another mister, what are you looking for, man? I get this all the time. My man, you want to get married? Married, good. Single, bad. Me, want to eat. Food, good. Laka, laka? What was it? Maka, maka or something? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to punch up on my Malay. So, okay, what do you want, man? I want her to be tall, white and beautiful, blue eyes, blonde hair, green forehead, pink thingy, red, not, what? What do you want? I want 36, 46, 48, I want everything. I want to be this, I want it to be that, I want to be high, and the long list, right? Long list of things. And he says, wallahi, akhi, if we find this woman, we'll do what? لَبَيَعْنَاهَا عَلَى الْخِلَافَةِ We would make her Amir Mu'mineen. Lead the ummah, mashallah, mashallah, you got everything. And the brother, what has he got? He looks like this. And you want everything. Subhanallah, ya Shaykh. Let's go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four criteria again. What did he say? استنكح المرأة لأربع. Four criteria you look for in a woman in order for you to wed. جماليها, her beauty. Nobody will take that away from you, akhi. Again, we won't go into details. Her wealth. Very good, mashallah. May Allah bless you for that. It helps, like Khadija radiallahu anha, wa an arrahu wa an ummatul mu'minin ajma'in. Help Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no problems. Lineage, the environment that she's in, how she was raised up, beautiful. It's a good thing. Solid foundation again. And deen. Remember the deen. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it was one. Taribat yadak. Fadfar bidat al-deen. Taribat yadak. The true success in winning with the owner of religion, background of religion. Otherwise, your hand will touch dust, or taribat yadak, meaning in humility. Different narrations, meaning in a positive and negative. Taribat yadak, if you get the one in a positive way, a religious background, that means you will prosper. If you doesn't have the background, you will lose everything, the religious background. That's what it means. Of course, there's much more to share. You got the foundations? Alhamdulillah, let's build up. How do you raise these children, akhi and ukhti? Of course, get a 46 large screen, watch these videos, you babysit them with whatever. Honey, let's go now, ditch the kids and go, let's have some private time together. Yeah, we'll talk about the Mayaf theory, we'll talk about the how do you split your time, how to look after every aspect in your life, later inshallah. But at this point, akhi and ukhti, building this nation, can I ask you one question? Rhetorical question that is, but at least be honest with yourself. What legacy will your child or even yourself leave behind? What reputation do your kids have or even yourself? What will you be known for after you pass on? A righteous person raised righteous children? Or the other way around.
How do you raise them? What do they hear? What do they see? How they talk? How they walk? How they eat? What they dress like? Who do they imitate? What do they hum? I actually say that as a measuring stick, and I'll tell you why. Because what you hear subconsciously, you store information for 3 to 4 days, by the way. So you hear something. Halal, snap is halal, I think. So, drum beat's fine. But whatever, you hear all this music, all these songs, and I killed your mother, I raped your sister, ba-ba-bum, boom, the guy's funky, going all the... What happened, man? So your child now walks around the house humming something. I want you to hear what he's humming or what she's humming. If you hear humming, and the hat is on the side, and the pink and the bling hanging down, and everything is wrong, you get something wrong. Wallahi. And if your child is humming, La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah, you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu as-salihat. Praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, that by His blessings, the righteous deeds are established or accomplished. So listen to what your child hums. Be careful who they have as friends. Or have you written them off? Doesn't matter. You know what? I put them in Islamic schools. I do this part-time thingy. Or I put them in this environment. I'm done. La wallahi. A lot more than that. A lot more than that. How do you talk to them, akhi? Is it in a positive way or a negative way? Are you building a nation builder? A nation maker or a nation breaker? Have you given them the tools to be independent? Are they independent or dependent? Without you, are they sink? Or are they going to be the leader that they are? Lead by uswa, by example. They're well equipped. It doesn't matter what environment they're in, they will excel. Because they're independent, you've given them the tools already to be number one on the list no matter what they do. How do you talk to them? You're a loser. I wish I never had you. I wish you were more like this person or that person. Subhanallah. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, the words that hurt is much more than a physical beating. Wallahi, you can actually get... I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to do something to be careful what you say to your children. Because you are a super person in front of them. You are like Superman. In order for you to understand this, you are the world to them as they see you as your child. You see this big, big, great guy or big woman. I mean that with all due respect, ukhti. I mean big in heart and in size. I mean. You have to be politically correct here. Very simple on the words here. So what did he do? They say, it must be true. I'm a loser. Because who you think, who you are, who you're told, who you are. So, what do your kids hear from you? Dad or mom? You're their hero. So their hero is saying, you're a loser. I wish I never had you. You're this, you're stupid. You're. Negative. Sinks in here, they listen, they act like it. Why? Because they heard it from you so many times. It must be true. Or is it, you know, you're bright enough to do this. I can count on you on that. Do you delegate responsibilities to your children? Do you give them the responsibility? Do you give them the tools? And I'll give you the example, inshallah. Have you not heard of the elephant theory? The elephant, when they're young, they're still young, it's not as strong. They put an iron cast on their leg and they put it firmly in the ground. No matter how much they try, they will not be able to move around and they can't get out of it. So when the elephant tries over and over and over again, he knows it's in vain, it's hopeless, so they give up and don't try again ever. That's it. So when they grow up, they're big and strong, they put that cast on their leg, they don't move, they already know. Subconsciously, they have a mental block that they will not be able to beat this thing. So they give up, they submit. They give up. Is that what you want your child to be? Have you not heard? Walk next to the wall, don't say, you're not allowed to speak unless they give you this. You have no opinion here, they ask for your opinion. You're only a child, you're this, you're that. You talk down to them. That's why you bring him up, don't put him down.
You give him the tool, you give him that hope, you give him that title, Dr. Sheikh Fulan. Make sure that you give him that, and give him that hope, and give him the tools. Be a support. Be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. You brought him into here by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give up on them now. You gotta be there with them every step of the way. Ask them for their opinion. What do you think about that? Make sure with them. Give them every day for one person to give you a hadith, to give you a verse. Have a happy halak in your own home. I want to raise him up to be a true fighter. Courage, strong man. He was. Compared to what we have now, your son holds a knife. Oh, take that away. A fork? No, that's sharp. Give him this plastic thing. Dang, dang, that's fine. Can't hurt himself. Cross the street? No. Let me come with you. Do something. Wait. What? Put him on a leash. How are you going to do that? No. You make him sure that he takes care of his delegated responsibilities, individual, yes, independent. So what did he do grow up to be? As a matter of fact, he was known to actually penetrate the army, the whole army on his own. He trained his horse to have his four legs open wide. His head would be there. He would actually hang onto him upside down, grab onto his belly, penetrate. That's his son, by the way, Abdullah. Radiallahu anhu majma'in. Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. His father had two swords. He would fight with both, penetrate the army line, go to the back and come back again. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhriya ba'duha min ba'd. This is the lineage, one from another. Pass it on. These are the traits. So what are you known for? And that's how they were raised. On so many other soul stories. So remember, akhi and ukhti, before you say something to your child, if you can't help, don't hurt. You need to raise a nation builder, a nation maker, not a nation breaker. How was it raised? When I talk to a sister, ukhti, when they come and complain about the child, I'm losing my child. My son is going there, my daughter is going there. I said, ukhti, how were they raised? Tell you why. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that. He said, "Muru awladakum lis-salati li-sab'." Command your children to pray at 7. Discipline at 10. When is the pen actually writing the actions and deeds? 7 or 10? No. When you reach the age of puberty. Or 15, depending on other hadith. But he's trying to teach you to be gradual. Gradual with children. To teach him early. It becomes the norm. The friends they have. The company they have. What kind of company do they have? They're the ones that actually come and remind you, let's go to pray. Or let's go to masajid. Let's go to the halaqa. Let's come to the conference. Let's go to the course. Or the ones that take you where? Let's go to bars, man. Let's do some bar hopping. Check out the babes and all that stuff. Which one? Subhanallah. Ajeeb. And of course, I will finish off with the three criterias, because I only have just under 2 minutes left. Three criterias for a friend that you should look for your child. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala din khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum ma yuqalil." You are in the way of your comrades, so be careful who you have as a friend. You have no choice of your family. But you certainly have a choice of who your friends are. Tell me who you are, tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you who you are. Simply for the fact that psychiatrists will tell you, when you say to someone, I like you, that means I am like you. Three criterias, don't forget them. First thing, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. If you see them, they remind you of Allah. You haven't prayed Asr yet. You see Brother Muhammad Ashrafi, he says, Subhanallah, I haven't prayed Asr yet. Number one. Number two, دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُهُ. Guides you the path of Allah, the way they live, their whole life. They don't just have a lifestyle, they have a life, according to Quran and Sunnah. Everything they do, the way they talk, they eat, they dress, they hold the shoes with the left, they hold the Quran with the right, and so on. Number three, زادك إيمانا منطقه. When they speak to you, your iman increases, your belief increases. They remind you about what this life means, what the hereafter means, what heaven, hell, mercy, punishment, and so on. It reminds you of the hereafter, as if you live in it. These are the few criteria. Don't ever forget it. I'm finishing off with one line I've started with earlier. Remember who you are. You are a true Muslim. You are a builder, not a destroyer. So you are going to be, inshallah, learning how to raise this nation back up again. To be a nation maker, not a nation breaker. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم وتابعين. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.